This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, good afternoon to you, Meneer. How are you doing?
I'm well, Chad. How are you?
Good. It's been quite a while since you and I had a chat live on air, and we've got a lot to get through. So, familiarity aside, greetings and all protocol observed, let's just dive straight into it. We're chatting today about the traffic fine system fees. We're going to chat about the Disney launch, and we're chatting about big changes to voice notes on WhatsApp. I'm handing it over to you, Squire.
Yeah, let's see how much we can get through. So let's talk about the traffic fine system. So there is this new system government has been trying to implement for like 20 years called ARTO, right? Folks who live in Gauteng, like us, would be quite familiar with this because it's been tested in Johannesburg and Pretoria. But there was a court hearing about this recently, and it was declared unconstitutional. And this now has to be confirmed still by the Constitutional Court. But until it is confirmed by the Constitutional Court, this law actually remains in effect. And so technically, ARTO is the law. And the Road Traffic Infringement Agency is forging ahead with the implementation of this law. And if it goes ahead as written, then part of it is a demerit point system. So, you know, every time you get caught speeding, you get some demerit points on your license. You know, you might get more demerit points for more severe infringements less or no infringement points for less severe infringements. Now, just to view the demerit points on your license will cost you 60 rand when the system is implemented. So there's this schedule of fees for ARTO, and one of those fees are checking your demerit points, which is 60 rand, which is obviously caused people to be a little bit upset. And we've got the whole list of fees up on the site, but I'm not going to go through them all, but that's the one that's got people talking. And yet another reason people are opposed to this ARTO system is that they want to charge you just for the privilege of looking up your demerit point total. So that's that issue. Then a little more positive is Walt Disney announced last week that they are going to launch Disney Plus in South Africa. And the invitations for the launch went out today. And they have set the 18th of May as the launch date for Disney Plus in South Africa, which is actually quite a bit earlier than we thought it would be, because they said it would be, in the Hollywood way this summer. And it's going to be a little bit earlier than that, about a month before summer officially starts in the United States. And the pricing will be around 119 rand a month. So it compares well with the likes of Netflix and Showmax in terms of pricing. And obviously comes with a whole bunch of shows that people are desperate to watch, like The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett for Star Wars fans. And then there's also a whole bunch of Marvel Studios stuff, like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Moon Knight that's coming out, and even theatrical releases like Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, which will be available on Disney Plus it launches in South Africa.
This is great, especially for those parents that need the children occupied, especially during the mid-year holidays and the end-of-year holidays. Not that TV should replace babysitting or good family time, but it's always great to have a channel of this quality join the bouquet. The story that's intriguing Absolutely. Me, however, that I want to chat to you about today is the big news regarding WhatsApp voice note changes. This is the first I've heard of it when I saw that we're chatting about it today. So please take us through this from beginning to end.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. And there's a couple of new features that have rolled out to WhatsApp in the last few weeks. And Facebook published a summary together with a last big push of features. Well, with the last big push, it's not the end of the new features necessarily coming to voice notes, but they had a whole big release of voice note features and they rounded them all up. And so what's happened in the last few weeks on iOS and Android is that they've introduced a whole bunch of what we call quality of life improvements. So one of them is out of chat playback, which means you can start playing a voice note and then leave that chat and go and do something else, and the voice note will keep playing.
I've seen
that. Which is a huge improvement.
I've seen it. It's a little blue bar on top of your screen.
Yes, exactly. And now you can go out of that chat, go and answer some other WhatsApps, or go and chat in a group, or do something else, and the chat will keep playing. Then on top of that, WhatsApp now remembers where you left off in a voice note. So for longer voice notes, when you start looking at 5 minutes or 10 minutes of voice notes, I don't know how many people send voice notes that long, but I occasionally exchange voice notes that long with a friend of mine. We send one another these mini podcasts every weekend or
no
so.
No surprise.
And this remember playback function will remember where you stopped in the voice note. And when you come back, you can just pick up where you left off. It seems like such an obvious feature, but that didn't exist until recently. If you left the chat while the voice note was playing, it would forget your position and you'd have to listen to it from scratch. Then there's also a feature that's been available for a while, but maybe folks haven't noticed yet, is that you can listen to these long voice note messages at 1.5 or 2 times speed. So you don't, if somebody has sent you like a 3 or 5 or 10 or 20 minute voice note, you can listen to that at 2 times speed and halve the time it takes you to get through that voice note. They also have a waveform visualizer for the voice note, which is just cute. It's not that that important a feature, but good to see. And then they also give you the ability to preview a voice note before you send it, and it gives you the ability to to pause and resume recording. So besides, folks like me that occasionally send long voice notes, it was so frustrating if you're in the middle of recording a voice note and something happens on your phone, or you need to quickly deal with something. So if a phone call comes in, for example, it'll interrupt your voice notes, and then you've got a choice. You can either send it and then record a follow-up from where you left off, or you have to discard it and start from scratch. Now there's an option that will pause the recording, and you can just unpause the recording when you're ready to keep going. So that's a very handy feature. And then hand in hand with that is a draft preview of voice notes. So you can listen to a voice note, make sure that you're happy with it before you send it. That's just the more recent additions to voice notes. It's not the end of what WhatsApp's working on. We've been reporting for a couple of months now that behind the scenes they're working on a voice note transcription feature. And that will make it, roll out the ability for people to transcribe automatically voice notes into text to read easily. We'll see how many languages they support at the end of the day. And our mixed languages here in South Africa, it'll be good to see how they handle our melting pot of accents and languages. But still, a welcome feature, especially for people who are visually impaired. For people who are hearing impaired, but also for folks who just prefer to read information rather than having to listen to somebody's mad ramblings in a voice note.
Me for one, I'm looking forward to the transcription capabilities. We get voice notes on a constant basis, giving us information and evidence in cases. You'll be surprised to learn that I only recently found out that you could flip the microphone so that you don't have to hold the microphone.
Sorry, Chad, I lost you there for a second. Can you repeat the question?
No, there was no question. I was making an observation how great it is that there's going to be the transcription capabilities, and how I only recently learned that you can flip your finger up with the microphone and it holds the microphone down without you having to hold it down and slip it off and having to start again. So that's old stuff, and the 2 times, fast forward on the voice has come in very handy. But all these new changes are really incredible. Jan, we've run out of time.
And it shows you how popular the feature is. Sorry, yes, I'm sure we've run out of time. Sorry, Chad.
I'm with you next week Tuesday. I'm here until next week Tuesday, so I'm looking forward to our conversation. Thank you for updating us. The WhatsApp stuff is really incredible. Disney's launch and, of course, the ongoing saga with Arto. Always great to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us today.